Some Brexit news today. Yes, the UK leaving the EU is still a thing. A quick geography refresher. Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom. Today's news, goods entering Northern Ireland by sea will be checked, even goods coming from another part of the UK like England. That is quite a departure from a few months ago when British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told business leaders in Northern Ireland that they wouldn't have to worry about any new customs forms or extra paperwork. Britain and the European Union were supposed to be using this year to sort out the details of the post-Brexit relationship. But as the world's Orla Barry reports from London, that process has been overshadowed.
There was a time, not so long ago, when you could barely get through a day without hearing something like this from the British Prime Minister.
We can end the paralysis. We can transform our country with massive investments in health. Let's get Brexit done.
But Brexit has fallen way down on Boris Johnson's agenda. And it's hardly surprising. Britain now has the highest number of deaths from COVID-19 in all of Europe.
Honestly, it isn't something that I'm spending any time on personally at the moment because we've got this coronavirus to deal with.
That's Matt Hancock, the British Health Secretary. You might think, given the current circumstances, that the UK would ask the EU to delay Brexit talks, at least beyond the December deadline. But Hancock says there's no need.
The basis of the future arrangement is already set. There's no reason to delay. I think we should just get on with it.
And that means reaching agreement on a long list of issues, from freedom of movement and customs checks to fishing, aviation standards, and so much more. But the European Union is not convinced that Britain's heart is really in it. Here's the EU's Trade Commissioner, Phil Hogan, talking on Irish Radio just a few days ago.
There's no real sign that our British friends are approaching the negotiations with a plan to succeed. And I hope I'm wrong. I don't think so.
British leaders, for their part, are laying the blame squarely on Europe. Andrew Bridgen is a Conservative Party MP and a staunch Brexiteer.
The problem for the European Union is that they are putting demands on the UK-EU trade agreement, which they've never placed on any other sovereign independent nation, such as Japan or Canada or South Korea, in that they're demanding a level playing field, which is code for the UK accepting EU rules and regulations as is and in the future.
Both sides now have less than 7 months to figure it all out. Some suspect that the British government might be holding out until the last minute, waiting for Europe to cave. After all, many Brexit deals in the past have only been reached at the 11th hour. Jill Rutter is with the think tank UK in a Changing Europe.
The UK thinks that the EU only ever moves when it's up against a deadline. And I think that's one reason why the UK is very reluctant to give any hint at asking for an extension.
But business leaders in Britain are worried. Uncertainty about the future of trade with the EU could not come at a worse time. Rutter says if no deal is reached by the end of the year, some industries in the UK will undoubtedly suffer.
And it's particularly bad news in some sectors who may face very high tariffs. So if you're a British sheep farmer and you want to export your lamb to the EU, you're going to face prohibitively high tariffs to do that.
For now, Boris Johnson says that come December 31st, Britain will be free of the European Union and all of its rules and regulations, no matter what. And in any case, Andrew Bridgen says the UK government has another card up its sleeve.
Also, we have opened negotiations with the United States of America. And if we could have a free trade deal with the USA, that's going to put considerable pressure on the European Union during these negotiations. It's now the time for the UK to play the Trump card.
President Trump has promised the UK a far bigger and more lucrative trade deal than the EU ever would. But a recent poll found that only about a quarter of the British public trusts that his administration would treat the UK fairly. It may be some time before we know which side really holds the Trump card. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.